Reports, Trump successfully gets illegal aliens to self-deport from U.S. by John Binder on April 21, 2025. President Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration is successfully getting illegal aliens to self-deport from the United States, a concept once mocked by the establishment media. According to interviews with illegal aliens and immigration attorneys, published in the Los Angeles Times and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, many of the nation's 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens are deciding to self-deport rather than face deportation under the Trump administration. The more likely candidates for self-deportation are younger immigrants who arrived to the U.S. relatively recently and don't yet have children. Anyone with deeper roots in the country is likely less mobile, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported. According to Stacey Arisman, an Atlanta-area immigration attorney, several of her clients have made the decision to leave. "They've just said, 'I'm not going to live in fear,' and returned home," she said. Emphasis added. The Los Angeles Times reported a similar trend where even in the sanctuary state of California, illegal aliens are deciding to return to their native countries rather than be deported by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Watch, Uno Reverse. Trump admin changes CBP One app to now help illegals deport themselves. But even in liberal-leaning California, where undocumented immigrants enjoy greater access to social services than in many regions of the U.S., advocates say they are fielding more questions from people who fear being plucked up and deported and are considering leaving on their own terms, the Times reported. Elena, an unauthorized Mexican immigrant who has lived in the Inland Empire for nearly two decades, said she and her husband are among those who have decided to self-deport. They will move back to their homeland in the southern state of Chiapas by Christmas. Emphasis added. About 100 miles southeast, Maria, also an undocumented immigrant from Mexico, said that after 30 years in the Coachella Valley, she, too, plans to return to her home country and try to forge a new life in the western state of Michoacán. Like the other women interviewed for this article, she asked to be identified only by a first name. Emphasis added. On Monday, Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced a nationwide ad campaign encouraging illegal aliens to self-deport from the U.S. Child molesters. Rapists. Murderers. These are just a few of the illegal alien scumbags who have been fined, imprisoned, and deported thanks to President Trump, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said in a statement. "President Trump and I have a clear message to those in our country illegally: leave now. If you do not self-deport, we will hunt you down, arrest you, and deport you. Download the free CBP Home app today to self-deport." Emphasis added. The Trump administration has poured tons of DHS manpower into its self-deportation efforts. Last month, for example, DHS announced that the agency had retooled the CBP One mobile app, which former President Joe Biden used to mass release migrants into the U.S., into a self-deportation service that illegal aliens can use to leave the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.